Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 21st of June, recording at an early, for me, 4:54 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, one of the reasons for that is because it's the end of the concert season, and Mrs. Fuller and I always take a table at the London Philharmonic Orchestra's annual gala, and so I'm going to dash off early to that. You don't mind. And good news, Owen should be back tomorrow, and so you will have additional market coverage. Now, first the highlights. This is an interesting day. I'm in here today. The Asian stock markets mixed to a few more steady than not. The European markets were down, but now show very modest gains. The main reason for that is that Wall Street's come in with quite a strong performance. I think the European markets had suffered a little bit on Trichet's comment about interest rate hikes, and Wall Street has benefited from some good earnings, I think, from Morgan Stanley and FedEx. But at any rate, a technical rally was underway prior to today, generally. Okay, what else in highlights? Government bonds. Today, actually, they're up a tiny bit in the U.S., but down a little bit in Europe, basically range-bound. And that's been the case for the last couple of months. The dollar, this is interesting. I've been putting up charts and commenting that I thought the dollar's rally, though the dollar was still quite steady right up and through yesterday, that further gains would prove difficult to maintain. And it's clearly weaker in here today in response to Trichet's comments. I don't think it's got much to go on the upside. And in terms of the resources markets, Affirm, I'm in here today. Gold's been moving around, but strengthened on either side, up and down, but has strengthened here with the dollar weakening, not surprisingly. And platinum once again leading the way on this move on the upside. And what else? Energy stronger in here today. Crude back up to $70 NYMEX, and natural gas, which had come down over the previous 3 or 4 days, is rallying here as well. Okay, where are we in this stock market recovery? Well, it was just about a week ago when lots and lots of people were screaming bear market and deflation and even depression. And as a contrary indicator, that's a pretty good indication things are quite oversold and likely to quiet down a bit and even steady a bit. And we're certainly getting that rally. I think it's too soon to conclude that all the selling is over. I have been saying, as you know, the last few days that I felt that we'd seen the worst of the selling, but that with central banks talking tough on inflation and given seasonal factors, so on, that the risks did still exist, and that we would probably be in a turbulent period here, quite possibly through most of October. So that's still my best guess at this stage, but suffice it to say the rally that we're seeing here right now shows that it would not have been a great idea to panic and heave a lot of positions out after we'd already seen a big sell-off. You know the old adage about panic: if you're going to panic early, like on day one coming off the high when we were getting those downside key day reversals. The trouble is, of course, if you do that with investment positions, we'd be jumping out all the time because markets are volatile, reflecting the emotions of humankind. Okay, so I'm happy to hold on to my core investment positions and continue to examine the charts and valuations and so on in terms of my medium to longer term investments, to which I'll be adding later in the year. And meanwhile, I'm in no great hurry to do that at this stage. And there's also a possibility, as I think I mentioned yesterday in the comment of the day, that if markets rally a bit further in here and then look like they're running out of steam a bit or start to show short-term overbought positions, I might quite likely put on a few more short positions, but I'm not going to do anything, as I also mentioned before, at least after next, until at least after next week, because of my brief sojourn in hospital. Okay. In terms of government bonds, I mentioned they've been range-bound for the last couple of months or so. This is a secular bear market for government bonds. I would welcome a decent rally so that I could put on my short positions again, but I may not be so fortunate as to see that. From a long-term investment standpoint, I'm amazed at how many people continue to recommend long-dated government bonds, and I don't buy it. I've even seen people who believe in the inflation story, gradually, in that we're in a cycle of gradually rising long-term inflation, say one should buy the long-term government bonds because governments are going to go in and tackle the inflation. Well, if you'd lived through the last, nobody who lived through the last government bear market in bonds would be contemplating such action, having seen interest rates around the world move up to 12, 14, 16% here in the UK on long-term government debt. And it's not impossible that that could happen again, although hopefully not. And that would be at least a decade away, in my view, if it did happen. Okay, in terms of the US dollar, I've already mentioned it. I think it's living on borrowed time up here. People have inevitably been extrapolating the number of rate increases that they now expect Bernanke and Co. to make. And the figures that are popping up, the conservative types, in other words, on the lower side of estimates, are saying 5.5%. Remember, rates are at 5% right now. And the people who are more concerned are saying 6%, and then there are even some I've seen saying a few years out, why not 7, 8, or 9%? And well, I don't buy it here in the short term. The big question is whether we get a bit of an overreaction, and to me, another 50 basis points would be an overreaction. I assume, as pretty much everyone else does, that Bernanke's committed himself, or the Fed have committed themselves, to another quarter point in a few days' time. And getting back to the U.S. dollar, though, I maintain the view that the Fed, the U.S. Treasury, the Bush administration will all want a weaker U.S. dollar. And they'll want that as a prop for the U.S. economy and to help a little bit on the trade deficit. It certainly isn't going to eliminate the trade deficit or the current account deficit, but it would help a little bit, perhaps. Now, a clearly weaker dollar, let's say it dropped down to, say, last month's lows, would push precious metals up much more quickly. And in dollar terms, at any rate, whereas if we just see a basically ranging dollar for the most part, then we can expect more support building for precious metals. But I've said it on a number of occasions that they're in an accumulation zone. I think they're all attractive, and I think that precious metals, well, take gold, that its price 10 years from now will be a multiple of the current price. So, I did post that chart of the CRB index while I'm in this section. Said I would comment on it. That's good. The chart going back, I think, to 1952, and I posed the question: was the pause that we were now seeing after a good run on the upside, was it similar to what we saw in 1974 when it then ranged for a few years before taking off again, or is it a bigger high, such as we saw in 1980, which really was a bubble top? And you know, there the number of people who have been claiming a major commodity bubble, and saying that it's all over have been legion, and included some big names from people like Stephen Roach. Well, I don't buy it, and I think that if you look at that chart very carefully and you see that long secular bear market, and remember that's in nominal terms, you can go back and look at the inflation adjusted chart that I also referred to. But the chart that I posted is in nominal terms, so that whole gradual downward ranging period from what wasn't so gradual in the beginning in 1980, 1981, but then just ranged lower for a couple of decades or more. And that long secular bear market set the stage for what is a powerful secular bull market that I think would have occurred in any event, and certainly once we saw a synchronized global economic recovery, but will be ever so much more powerful this time because of the additional demand coming from all of these developing economies that are expanding so rapidly. That is what really is different this time. In other words, you go back to the 1970s, the last bull move. Well, the United States, Japan, they were the biggest consumers of these industrial resources. Europe's demand also coming in fairly strongly. But that was essentially it. The Chinese economies, India, most of Asia generally, except for a few of the little tigers, were pretty moribund. So again, we have this cycle of unprecedented demand for these global resources. So I think all we see is a pause, and probably nowhere near as long as the pause that commenced in 1974 for that CRB index, and before it moves much higher, much higher. And how will governments respond to that? By printing more of their own currencies, of course. Some point I've made over and over again. That's why we want to have an investment position in gold. How much of an investment position? Well, it's up to you, obviously, but I would certainly have an investment position in gold, and I personally like to play the precious metals through the futures markets. And what else can I mention in here right now? I think that's pretty much it. So, weaker dollar today, and if that carries on, again, that will lift more of these resources markets. And that's it, folks. So, again, all the best.